Beto, 16. Falling in love with life. 18 months ago, my eldest brother Freddy showed up at our house in La Libertad, a poor community in Medellin. It was the middle of the night. He was drugged out of his mind and in deep distress. "They're going to kill me," he was murmuring. "I know they are going to kill me." He wouldn't tell us what had happened, but there had been an argument between him and a gang in our neighborhood, and now they were out to get him. He seemed full of grief and regret, as well as fear that his days were numbered. He wanted to roll back time and make it better. He came to us because there was nowhere else to go, but he knew they would come looking for him at our house. He left that night, and although we sometimes hear news of him, we haven't seen him since. Freddy is my brother, but he's like a stranger to me. When he was a baby, my mother used to leave him with a friend of hers while she went to work. One day, this friend, we can call her Gloria, told my mother that she wasn't going